It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men. Yeah.
I'm gonna go out.
That's one of my favorite guys. Yay.
Guys, C-Dot just came out. C-Dot is confirmed gay. C-Dot is.
Yes, now we can use him for money.
Guys, it took you like 2 minutes to do that one bit.
Oh, no, because OBS crashed, for everyone. We know.
No, I see that.
Anyway,
do you think
guys,
there's going to be people who actually think he's gay?
We're going to change the Rumble Jack logo.
Q&A right now. First question, C-Dot, are you gay?
No. Here we go. If you guys haven't figured this out, this is the Q&A episode.
I feel like
about
the gay
2 weeks ago,
funny.
Or I guess 3 weeks by the time this is. Dano, shut up. About 3 weeks ago. By the time the podcast comes out, you see a community post on the channel, and we asked, or I did, I sent the message.
No, we don't take credit.
No, all of us did.
We're all of us.
We all did it. We all did it.
Okay,
yes.
You guys all typed the message, and we're gonna be going through some of the comments. The 2,488. We're doing all of them this podcast, and Anna's gonna read all of them, screen cap them, and put them up on screen.
Actually,
we aren't paying her.
Okay, listen,
we are not paying her.
Good to me, but also I just want to make a note that I do have to leave in 53 minutes to go.
It'll happen when it happens, bro. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay,
we can end the pod without you, bro.
That's valid.
First question, Bun Dun. How much do you regret the Riggy tattoo that is on your ass?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good question. A serious answer is like not at all, because it's like my YouTube tattoo. So it's like that. It doesn't mean Riggy to me. It means YouTube. So yeah. And I'm also now officially in Toon Turf lore. So when that pops off, I can make short about it.
I appreciate royalties and not the
Bun Dun. Follow up. How much did the tattoo cost?
I paid the tattoo artist $500 plus his flights to come over. From Melbourne, so it was like probably like $800.
$800 Riggy tattoo. Mm.
That's yes. The most expensive Riggy merchandise that's ever been sold. And Dano got no money from it.
until Dano launches Riggy Lunchly.
Hold on. Technically, I did copyright Riggy's likeness. I wonder if I can sue Bun Dun's ass. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Can you also do that so I can make a short?
You put a toll every
that
time he's
a banger short.
Guys, can we? Can we please go to like TV court and like sue each other?
That
can
would
we
be
like?
So great.
Can we do like a fake lawsuit? Because that's like a thing you can do. You can just like you can just get a TV court case.
Oh my gosh! Hold on.
Yes. Yes.
Can you?
But now, what would be? Who would be on?
Well, number one, listen, Bunna. Number one, you don't live in America, so fuck American laws, right? But number two, tattooing logos does carry legal risk. What?
That's so sick.
Dude, that is insane.
So imagine getting like the Pepsi logo on your butt and then like Pepsi owns you now.
Yeah.
Wow. C-Dot. Are we done?
What? Hold on. In 2013, a New York City coffee shop owner got I Heart NY tattooed on his chest and then used an illustration of the tattooed hand as his shop's logo. The NY State Department of Economics. Oh, he used the hand as his logo. Never mind. He still does.
Shut up, Dan.
Never mind.
Next question. Here we go.
C-Dot, bro, do you do anything to your hair, or is it just normally that kingdom? Like, it is so kingdom, crown.
All right. We are actually talking about this a bit before the podcast. I do nothing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely
Dude,
nothing.
No, you don't understand. We talked for like a good 10 minutes about hair routine.
Because none of you know
I want to start taking better care of the golden locks over here. So...
But like you don't comb it or anything. You just like
no,
you wake up and it's just like
I
hey,
literally wake up like this.
I have the theater kid haircut this morning. Like you just woke up with it.
I used
don't
to
call
oh,
it the
don't,
theater
don't
kid
me,
haircut,
dude.
Oh, if you think this is a theater kid haircut, you should have seen me in high school. Dear God, that's all I'm saying.
Can we go to the next question, but could you also send me that picture?
I don't know if I have it on a picture, but it's one of my old emotes on YouTube, so.
Find it. Source it.
Okay.
Find it.
Johnny, how much Kirby merch do you own, and is there any anything specific you've been looking for?
Okay. So I have, audio listeners, I'm sorry. There's a pile right behind me that's like at least 15, 20 plushies. I have, if we head over this way, that entire pile on the ground is I got shirts. I got, there's like a backpack. There's Crocs. I have the automatons. I got the manga. All but one. CDOT has the full collection.
I have the 7 Infinity Kirbys.
I don't have a number. I'm working on a video for like ranking all of them. It's at least 100. It's got to be at least 100, like, individual holy items.
And you still have not played Kirby Planet Robobot.
I know, I need to.
Have you played? Have you at least played Superstar Ultra yet?
That's a no.
Hello?
You know, Johnny, speaking of, I actually, hello? This is something you'll like.
I swear. CDOT, can you pirate it for him? Just go to his house and pirate it. I swear.
Whoa!
No, because
Yara.
This is
I thought I saw
Kirby
and balls. Oh.
Right?
I don't get it.
Amazon.com.
Little Kirby. Wait. I could send you the link, Johnny. I could send you the link.
Yeah. Wait,
but look,
so
you got little Kirbys
need that
inside
right
the big Kirby. I got this from when this guy's my favorite. He's a little sleepy guy. All right. I got these when my chat was picking out decorations for the room, which include those curtains.
That's hot, dude.
We got Angry Kirby. Then we got another Angry Kirby. And then on the back, we got even more Kirby.
Dude.
Like, my entire desk, I think I'm looking at 12 Kirbys on my desk right now. Like, it's crazy.
I think my theory, my theory is that Kirby is the most merchandisable character. The next best thing is, like, probably, like, all the Hello Kitty, like, I see,
what about Pikachu?
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse?
No, I see Cinnamon Roll. I see Kuromi everywhere. I see them everywhere. I found a Kirby that's also Kuromi, and I'm like, this I think is the most like widely marketable thing that exists in the universe. That is my theory.
Well, I know for a fact that before Kirby, listen, the first ever thing that was like everywhere, I thought that it would be Mickey Mouse. I thought that it would be, I don't know, Star Wars or something. No, the most marketable thing from the past decade was a band. What do you guys think it is? Take a stab at it first. But it was everywhere. Lunchboxes, everything.
Oh, was it Kiss?
It was like
Kiss?
The most. Yeah, AC/DC. How'd you fucking know? Yeah, yeah, it was Kiss. Yeah. It was Kiss.
Whoa.
That's wild that you know that. But yeah, Kiss had the most everything, like more than Mickey Mouse, more than anything. And it's wild. But yeah, now probably this decade, I'd probably say Kirby or Mickey.
I think it's so funny, like the cultural impact of Kiss. Like nobody in the 2000s cares at all. Like I've heard maybe like 3 Kiss songs, like total, in my life.
And yet you still can't put the word Kiss on a T-shirt. Like that's insane to me.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I want to know how much you've spent on Kirby merch estimate.
Important
question.
Ooh. I should keep track so I can write it off. at least a grand. At least 1,000.
It's gotta be more, dude.
It's probably more. Like, well, because
Johnny, last time you went to the mall, you almost spent a grand on Kirby merch.
Not on Kirby. I just bought clothes.
But
no, you went
well
one story.
He was 150.
That's light.
That's what. That's
oh, my
so worth
though.
That one is worth the 150.
This guy was like 20. Like all the individual guys there were 20. I don't know. It's up there. It's up there.
Johnny, you're gonna love the expo if you do end up going. No confirmation yet. We're just gonna say the expo, and no one's gonna know. Mm-hmm. It's
whatever one it is.
Crazy.
It's the one near you.
It's a furry expo. It's a furry expo.
It's my house. They're going to my house.
Pear's house. They're actually going to Pear's basement, and all the Kirby stuff is there. Next question.
Two things. One, the answer is Pikachu. By the way, according to Google,
really?
That's what I said.
Most profitable character of all time, second to Mickey Mouse, then Winnie the Pooh.
And I'm gonna make Kirby get there.
And then,
I'm making bank,
dude. Wait. That's free money because Winnie the Pooh is expired now, so you can just make Winnie the Pooh merch.
No, but it's like the Disney version.
Just
of
the
it.
Red shirt. You... Well, hold on. In 1933 is when the red shirt first appeared. So when 2033 hits, then we can sell red shirt Winnie the Pooh. Dude, he can endorse Rumble Pack if we're still doing this in how many years? Is 1933. 10 years. That's not even that bad.
Yeah,
I'll be dead, but you guys can do it.
Question for everyone. What is your favorite video you've made?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Let's go bun done down
if
so
I
we
don't
have,
answer
a, have a clean
turf,
order.
Then, you know, what am I doing?
Mine is I have a short about my thumb, and I really like making that video. It was very fun. That's my favorite video.
Nintendo Land.
Beth.
A recent? That's good.
That's a good one.
Dano?
If I didn't say Toon Turf, then I feel like I'm throwing.
But it's not out yet.
It's not out yet. Will it be out by the time the podcast comes out?
Yeah.
Will you finish it this week? No. No, not while Bam's here. I could have just tricked Bam and like told him that he's coming for a vacation, and then I just chain him to the desk and tell him that
you lock him in.
Yeah. I'll start pumping some neurotoxin in there. I'll be like, I'll turn it off when it's done. No, he needs to do that to me. I should get Bam to do that to me.
Portal final boss.
Yeah. Dude, I should get Bam to do that to me. I know he'd do it in a heartbeat. I would just be like, hey Bam, can you start threatening me with toxic gas? I would really appreciate it.
Please, Bam, please make Toon Turf for me, please, or I will kill you.
But favorite video so far, I really like the driving video. I know Bundun hates it. Dude, I got Bundun somebody told me it was my best video that I've ever made, and then Bundun goes, that was probably one of the weaker ones you did, and I don't know where I stand on it anymore.
In terms of YouTube strategy, though, can I just put that out there? Not in terms of fun, which is like, I feel different.
YouTube strategy. I don't know. I kind of hate most of my content. Because I don't know. Going back and looking at it, it's so fast. I don't know.
What about a Dear Dano though? Do you like making those?
Yeah. What was your favorite, secondary channel video you've done? Because mine's also the Nintendo Land video. On the second channel.
Or is there a video, Dana, that you really like because it just made so many people happy and you love people's reactions?
I mean, you know what? I feel like you're that kind of person. My favorite video that I probably did, you know what? For a couple of reasons. It was the
camera, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. The careless video where I talk about, dying at 30 and stuff, because I was really scared to put that out. My brother really got in my head and he was like, I mean, this is your first video and you want to talk about death and everything. And so I was really worried, but the reception, a lot of people got what I was trying to say, and it made me really happy that I was able to. And it was also the first time that I've uploaded a long form while I've had, shorts views and everything. And I didn't know how I was going to do. I could have gotten 20K or something like that, but it ended up hitting a million relatively fast. And I was like, wow, I can make long forms. The careless video will go with on Dear Dano. Maybe, I don't know. I do like all of those videos. So
the Eminem's lore is insane.
That was a fun one. Yeah.
Dude, that video was fire.
That was a good video.
No, next is Anna. Anna, what's your favorite video? No, I'm kidding.
Anna, what is the favorite video?
What is the favorite video that you've edited for someone?
What's your favorite Rumble Pack video?
First of all, that you can say.
What's your favorite Rumble Pack?
I have a film degree. I've made films.
I'm joking.
Who's your favorite Rumble Pack member? How about that? Let's just evolve it to there.
I'm Team Anna. Anna, you answer the question. I want to know. Anna, I want to know.
Favorite film I ever made was my capstone. I made a comedy capstone for my college. It's a 15-minute long comedy film about improv. Johnny made a cameo in it, actually. And I'm currently submitting it for festivals, and then I'll eventually release it publicly online.
That's good.
Let's go. Cool.
And you're all going to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
You can see the trailer on my YouTube page, actually.
Let's go. In and out of focus.
The favorite video I've edited, though,
all the podcast episodes.
No. Yeah. Although I normally hate editing podcasts because I've had to do it a couple of times, but I actually don't mind editing your guys' podcast because you're entertaining.
Let's go.
Who's the most entertaining member?
Hold on. Just for that kind comment. You unlock the alt skin.
Let's
for
go.
The podcast. I'll be right back.
Wait, what?
I don't swear that f***ing much, dude. Come on.
that was just an extra 5 minutes you added to Anna's workload.
Yeah, literally.
Hey guys, I'm back.
Are you a cone?
C-Dot.
Audio listeners, C-Dot has come back in a traffic cone outfit.
Interesting.
Imagine you're on a run and you hear that.
We're all lost.
And if you are on a run, I want you to go faster right now for the next 5 minutes.
And if you're the one person who I know watches this podcast on the run, go find a traffic cone and take it.
Take it. It's free. It's free.
It's free.
Why are there gloves?
What?
Oh my god.
You don't like your gloves?
Why are there Mickey Mouse gloves?
They're actually Louis.
Audio listeners, I don't care what you're doing. You need to pull out your phone and look at this.
Anyways, let's continue, shall we?
Johnny, your video. Okay. Johnny's favorite video.
I'm working on one right now. I won't spoil it, but it's going to be my favorite. But until then, probably if I had to give it to one, it would probably be the indie game video that I made pretty recently.
That's a pretty good one. I like that.
It's
one.
Like it's like a mix between my shorts and like long form stuff. But there's also Bill and Cletus, and Bill and Cletus is so fun to make because me and my friends just run into the woods for like half an hour and then come out with
Cletus
peak.
Versus Pylon.
Bill and Cletus versus Public Property.
Yeah.
But it might be out by the time this goes up. It probably will be. I'm working on like a Dear Dano style channel.
Really?
That I'm gonna be doing some stuff.
What's the name? You might as well plug it.
I'm gonna turn
Dear Dano.
My
just Johnny. It should be just Johnny.
just Johnny. I have my live channel Josh that I don't Johnny. Post on, so I'm just gonna shell it and turn it into
that's
good.
The
new thing.
Wait, so you'll have more subs than me starting out. Look at that.
Yeah. Get clapped. Get destroyed.
Ooh. You have at least 300K on there, don't you?
I think it might be 4. I haven't checked in a while.
Johnny's the more famous life advice. No, that's epic. That's actually really cool that you're doing.
I've been having a time recently, so I'm gonna be posting the sad boy hours on there.
Instead of bad ideas, it should be called like bad advice or something. Bad thoughts.
All right, anyone else? Or are we moving on?
No,
Pear.
Me.
Still got Pear.
What the f***?
Pear, the video you've been working on is probably...
Well, I guess we know who Anno's least favorite member saying. Of Rumbleback is. Damn.
Wait, are you talking about the 100 Days of Melee? People know. I've told my stream that I'm working on. That's going to be the best video I've made, but it's not out yet. It's hard, dude, because I'm looking at my videos. I've been grinding this year, man.
You're grinding?
I guess if we're talking long form... Just because
I think I know what yours is.
Yeah, I was going to say, just because I edited it myself, it's going to be the Cave Dweller video, you know, how Minecraft Scariest Mod ruined my server. I love that video still. If it's a short, I think it might be the recent one where this YouTuber embarrassed me, the one where Sambucha just collapsed me in Bundan Smash Tournament. I love that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that Smash Tournament was such a good time.
Dude, that was.
For real, dude.
Honestly, I think in terms
Do
of
another,
like...
another Bundan...
In terms of just the best,
I actually
like,
have
content.
A controller this time. So yes, please do another one.
The best content that we've made as a group, aside from Shorts Wars, I feel like was that tournament. That it was so hype. Like in terms of like live events, it goes like Shorts Wars, Court Case, Bundun's Melee Tourney.
I'll take
Dude, that tournament is only the it's the only reason I'm doing my 100 Days of Melee thing. Like that sparked it all. Like it's crazy.
That tournament is the only reason I have recurring pain in my left shoulder.
is that real?
Sue Bundan.
Nah, mashed too hard.
Yeah, dude, the only thing I remember from that tournament is what Sambucha said about my girlfriend. I actually don't remember what he said.
Wait,
do you guys
what?
Remember? What was it?
What?
Huh?
What did he say? Johnny, you were there. Do you not remember?
No.
What?
Is there beef?
No. No, I thought you were
breaking news. Boom, boom.
No, I had said
Dan O'Cal hates Sambucha. Boom, boom.
No, when we were in the lobby before the tournament started, I was like, oh yeah, my girlfriend is a massive fan of your content, and she and I mentioned that you were gonna be here, and she was like, oh, you were gonna be with Sambucha, and then I don't remember what he said, but he said something like that could be interpreted the wrong way, and he was like. Tell your girlfriend hi for me, or like something like that. And it was not like
yo, that's funny.
It was just a funny way though. It wasn't like Sambucha needs to get canceled or whatever.
Yo, dude, Sambucha, if you're watching this, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, Sambucha, more like Sambucha, dude. Like, come on. No,
crazy. Oh, this works.
Audio
oh my God,
listeners,
C
Dot has just put on a
Rosalina crown.
Crown. Can you put it on was the covered tip? By my sticky note.
On like the
out.
Top of the.
Oh mm-hmm. Wait, no, yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
Hold on, let me just.
You guys are not on my level.
Oh god, the headphones fell out.
Audio listeners, C-Dot right now, he stood up and he's shadow boxing, and he is surprisingly good. Whatever demons he's fighting, he is taking them out. And video listeners, don't tell the audio listeners. Don't let them know.
Yeah, no, I'm a. I'm a slayer of demons.
Pear, what's Melon up to?
I just use
there
him for views.
Go.
So he is just locked in his room, chilling. Not paying rent, but he's doing his thing. He's probably playing Genshin.
Spending Johnny all your Razor. Money on Primo gems.
Yeah.
Johnny Razor, parentheses, two questions, and parentheses, parentheses, one, parentheses, okay. Wait, I forgot the colon. Let me start over.
Just, no, we get Razor. It. We get the, no, just read the question.
Where did you get the bold, good idea to start your bad ideas series, question mark?
Yeah, so bad ideas came from, I had an idea for a movie that all my friends told me was dog shit. So I'm like, all right, it's a bad idea then. And then that's where it came from. And it got so many views. It got like 10 mil. Actually, wait, what's that now?
Two.
It might be like 16.
Johnny, can I interrupt real quick? One of my favorite bad videos of yours is still the widest receiver. That shit's
yeah,
so
that's
funny.
What it was. That's what it was. It was
oh, really?
Receiver.
Oh, wow. Hilarious.
Yeah. I had that in my notes for years. It's at 17 mil right now. I had it in my
that's
notes for
crazy.
Years.
Whoa. Was that so that was your like, first one?
Yeah, that was the first one, and it's the biggest one still.
Yeah, that's what happens usually.
I knew what I had.
I'm gonna be you for Halloween. What should I buy and where should I buy it?
Okay, so you need to get the Gucci belt. That's step one. You don't see it, but there's a Gucci belt underneath everything. There's also $10,000 Victoria's Secret lingerie underneath.
Yeah, we can confirm.
The flannel, I'm pretty sure I bought it at American Eagle. Yeah, it's an American Eagle flannel.
Damn.
That's dude. If you want authentic, get the American Eagle flannel. You get the this was from Zoomies. Find this hat at Zoomies. Black or white cold shirt, Amazon chain, mm-hmm. Ray-Ban's prescription glasses.
Yeah, this That's, will be on the test later. Keep notes.
Pants.
What's your prescription?
Not enough. I mean, I'm not like blind, but I'm like I'm close.
Johnny, if you had to delete one item of your like branding apparel, what do you get rid of?
Shirt.
What?
Just no shirt.
That's fully, dude, that's
no,
the
no,
last.
Flannel? No, flannel open.
Dude, oh. can you please do that your next short? Just don't say anything about it.
What's up down another 50 pounds, we'll cross that bridge.
Hell
also,
yeah.
Johnny,
dude,
I realize we're
yeah.
matching. We're matching.
Yo.
Dude.
Yo, and if you want peak. You could go to badideasmerch.com for that shirt. That is
you
one
could,
option.
It's true. Johnny, I have another question.
Be there for Halloween. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a genuine
me.
Question. How many of those flannels do you own? Because I'm curious. Like, you got to own at least.
I got
like
the
three.
One. I got one.
What?
Dog,
so what do you do if it's like washing and you got to record a short?
Oh, I just I think ahead. I don't wash it when it's recording day. That's how you do it. Which I did buy. I actually did buy one new flannel. When I went to the mall recently, so
right, well, yeah, it's different because you record a lot of your shorts back to back, so it's not like gross or whatever.
Yeah, it's really funny. Because like I'll just do like 20 in one.
Yeah.
So like in my most recent batch, I have like just a checkered shirt, instead of the flannel, and everyone's been like, "Bring back the flannel! I'm losing my mind. This is a new shirt. It's too different. It's too
there's
different."
There's lore behind that, dude. There's lore behind that. You gotta tell people there's lore behind
dude,
it.
Dude, make a
that
short would, saying why I'm different now. Why I'm wearing a different shirt. Those type of shorts do really well.
I'll probably sell it at some point for like 10K. Who wants it?
Hey, there you go.
Hi.
No, 10K. The you're lowballing.
You're gonna
Johnny.
Put it in the Toon Turf Museum. As like
associates.
No. The Rumble pack.
The Rumble Museum. There you go.
The Rumble House. What we'll do? We'll get a content house.
The Rumble
and then,
pack
like,
oh, Praetorium.
You know that's how like
coming soon.
Like there's like the Anne Frank House where it's like it's that's like the same house.
Please don't compare
okay.
your f-ing flannel
never,
to
you
Anne
know,
Frank.
But I know, oh, and I was trying God. To think of any other person that I could have had that has a house, and that's the only
There's
one.
Like a billion famous
Susan
dead
B.
people, Johnny.
Clara okay. Barton.
One of those.
Abraham Lincoln. Dude, RFK. Every single president that has a private library. Oh, my gosh.
But what I'm saying.
Elvis.
We have really? The content house. We Man own Frank. It. And then after we move out, we turn it into Rumble Manor. And then we have, like, we sell tours where it's like, Here you can see Johnny's famous flannel. And here you can see the belt that Royal Dano used to lock Royal in.
The best lock-in belt.
Yeah, that's what I was going to make.
This one's so mean. Nope. What is your Rumble Pack members tier list? You don't have the answer. I just wanted to put it out there.
Do it. 100% do it.
Dano F tier.
I'm actually going to be nice here because every person, I just realized you can see my Twitch chat followers. Oh God, I need to turn that off.
I've seen that and I'm like, it'll go away. That's funny.
I must have been in Cone Man. I didn't see it.
I'm actually gonna be really nice here. Every time every one of the members puts out a piece of content, I always watch it. So I'll give everyone S tier. But I will say the
person. Are you subscribed to me, Pear?
Okay, I will be a little more harsh. Everyone is A tier. The people who I think I watch the most are Johnny and Bundun, but I love everyone's content.
Let's go,
dude.
It's big.
Johnny, where is
everyone makes good content. Like every time Dano or C-Dot post a daily short, I'm always watching it. I'm like, dude, this was nice. Or like, you know, everyone, y'all make good content. We're here for a reason. No, I'm not.
That's embarrassing for you, Anna. I can't believe you asked.
You know what?
Hey,
you know what? You know what? I'm gonna subscribe to you right now.
That's just what I needed.
And I'm going to report your channel right now. That way it cancels out.
Everyone subscribe to Anna right now.
I'm going to report
or
to
I'm going
to
bomb your house.
Yeah, we do have Anna's channel linked in all the videos she edits. If I remember to put it in.
Yeah, go subscribe to her.
Go subscribe to Anna. Jeez.
Guys, so look forward to the Mario Kart ranking video. Pear, I think you'll really like that one.
Dude, I'm hyped. The thumbnail for that is so good. Like,
I love it.
That's art. It's genuine art, dude.
We can't show yet. My members have seen it. But yeah, it'll be there.
All right, now I think we should rank each other based on levels of attractiveness. I'll go first. Joe Kane, S tier. Nobody can comment on that because they don't know what he looks like. So screw the commenters.
He looks actually exactly like his profile pic. Like exactly like the picture.
Dude, yeah, when he took it off and he said that he was actually Harold, like.
I was holy crap.
Yeah, dude, that had me like Bosch shorts wearing all over the place. I was like,
yo, what? What?
Okay. Question Dano. For all members. What do you think, what do you do when you can't think of anything good to write in a script, like writer's block?
Well, I don't f-ing script my shorts, so
I can't get over that. That is the most jealous I think. Yeah. Dude, Bundun.
That's my skill.
And Pear
That's my skill.
Johnny, all of them. Dude, no, pretty much. Does anybody in Rumble Pack can anybody in Rumble Pack not improvise, or am I the only one?
Johnny can improvise, but it's different.
I do like improv, like for comedy, but I script every word. Every
word. I script everything.
It's already down.
For me, it's a mix of half and half when I do mine, because sometimes I'll just riff on an idea and I'm like, hey, that's a good bit. I'll put it in the video. But most of the time, there is, I wouldn't say scripted, but structured. Are my videos. Yeah,
that's pure talent. I've always been so jealous of you guys doing that, because like that's another reason why you guys are such good streamers. It's like you guys can just anyway, sorry.
Dude, I just went 2 4-hour streams back to back yesterday and the day after. Mario Galaxy 2, no power ups.
Well, that's cool. Vanity is a sin. Continue, Pear.
What was I gonna say? But yeah, it's not like I'm a first take Andy, you know, like everything I'll mess up sometimes and I'll just record the line. Or if I find something like if I get a better hook. You know what? I do plan out the hook, but everything else is improv.
That's so cool.
Yeah, my hooks are absolutely insane.
Pat,
the
I
video
have a challenge.
Today was, have you ever been playing games and then started hallucinating Mario?
Like, jeez.
Wait, what?
It's about the 3DS. It's about the 3DS. You can kind of see it.
Challenge. I want to see if you can record a video without a script with face cam on. You don't have to post it.
Oh, hell no. No, I can't. Ooh. I can't.
Because that makes it so much harder, like looking
at a
lens.
I do agree.
Especially
I agree.
When it's like a full-on camera and it's really close to your face, it messes with your head a bit, especially the first time you do it.
It's so
especially because I'm not used
to
it.
Audio. It's so much easier to just like riff audio versus like you're staring at yourself and you're like, oh, this one pimple right here. Everyone sees it. Everyone knows it. You have to hide it.
I do it with really bright lighting. So, like this one right here, you don't see it.
No, well, even still, I, I still don't want to downplay like how much talent it is still, because I do
amazing.
Because I do just audio. You know, I never do my I do my face sometimes, but very rarely. 99% of my shorts is just audio.
How do escalators work?
My c- is so happy. No.
Whoa!
I literally showed this damn video like 2 weeks ago. Do you? It was the Gilbert Gottfried one where he's talking about the Dream Burger. Have you guys? I swear.
What?
Have you not seen this, Pear? Pear, have you not seen that video?
I don't think so.
Oh, dude, it's like one of my favorites ever. Hold on. Let me just send it to you. We can't play it on the pod because the whole thing would have to be censored.
Johnny, why the flannel?
Oh, yeah. In 2021.
Don't care. If you could go back in time and only have the ability to fix that.
No, that's funny. Keep going.
If you could go back in time and only have the ability to fix one single thing, what would it be? For example, like a mistake you did or try to change history.
I guess I would like kill Hitler.
Can we do non-boring ones? Like that one's just obvious. Yeah. Like obviously you would do that.
Jeez. Can I just go and see something? Because I need to see how in the ever-living hell Helen Keller was able to fly a plane. That's what I want to see. That's canon. You know that's canon, right?
She flew?
That's canon. She flew a plane, dude, by herself, completely in control, and people think that she was faking because of it. I just need to see it. I don't know if I would go as far as to like accuse her of being a fraud, but I need to see that shit happen, dude.
Dude, I think
it's
so funny.
If I had to change
funny.
History, then I would just crash the plane. I don't know.
The,
she's
like,
gonna die anyway.
The fact that like Helen Keller is a fraud is like a mainstream idea right now is so funny. I saw a TikTok from like one of like the people at like the Helen Keller Museum or something, and they're like, dude, like there's so much documented evidence of her being a real person that actually had to struggle with this, and like she's such an inspiration to so many people. It's like you're just basically saying, oh, your hero isn't real. Like that's the same with like everyone who says like Stevie Wonder isn't actually blind. They're like, he could just play the piano.
Johnny, listen. Okay, you say that there's a bunch of evidence to prove it, but the same thing is with the moon landing. There's a bunch of evidence to prove they went to the moon.
Like, well, the moon's just inside the glass dome. That's how they got up there. It's in the dome.
It's in the dome?
It's in the dome of the flat Earth.
It's in the dome.
It's so you know how the Earth is flat, right? We all know this.
Yeah.
And there's a big dome that keeps us from space. Because that's factual and real. The moon just like goes around, and the sun also goes around. This
around
is what flat earthers believe, by the way. They think the sun just like is above the Earth and like goes around.
Listen, the sun, the whole sun thing is so stupid. Like the sun. Somebody said it's a big ball of gas. Like, tell me that doesn't sound like a second grader made that up, dude. Gas
here.
Is
here I have a plate. You're saying the sun is this?
Yeah, the sun just does that.
Yeah.
Flat Earth.
Is the Earth here? Or
well, the Earth is the plate. The Earth is the plate because it's flat.
The Earth is this?
Yeah.
Or is the Earth this and this?
No, no, it's just the top.
Oh my god!
It's just flat.
It's flat. It's just flat.
And there's actually, there's an ice wall. There's an ice wall around the Earth, and then there's like more Earth. There's an ice wall and there's more Earth.
Can you stop being so liberal and just wrap your head around this? I swear. Oh my
god. Yo, can we actually invite a flat earther on the podcast? Like,
that's
we need
so
to do that.
That's good, dude.
Idea.
That's a banger episode, dude.
Yes.
And can we completely just agree with everything they say and not question
some, like,
it?
This old man.
No.
I've been thinking.
You can't say that because then, with our luck, they're gonna start spewing some like racial shit or like just screaming slurs and stuff.
Because what you have to do, you have to give them a common sense of understanding, and then they think that you're their friend. And then you get to hear their real thoughts and their real feelings.
Oh, gosh.
That's so evil. So if we ever say we're doing that episode and it doesn't come out, you know why.
Because we could just lie. We could just say that we did.
All right, next question.
Oh, did everyone answer?
What was the question?
Something in the past?
I think it kind of stemmed off into something else.
Let's go next.
If you don't have
answer, but it's fine.
Pear, did you actually stand during the standing episode?
No, I did not. I'm gonna be real. And I don't think neither did Joe.
That's, bro. That's I hate that.
Joe has honor.
I think Joe did. I think that Joe stood.
I think Joe did.
I think Joe stood.
I think Joe stood, dude. I think you're just a piece of pair.
All right, what's my punishment?
20
no
melee.
2 weeks.
You're grounded. You're grounded. No more melee.
Grounded, dude. All right, dude. Fine. We'll go. No, a week without melee. I think that's fair.
2 weeks. 2 weeks, pair.
No.
And you have to make a short. You have to make a short saying you're grounded.
Yeah. I have been. I am now grounded.
I put up a normal pack. I'm grounded. So I just got grounded from playing melee for a week by my own friends, and then I keep going.
How close has Dacha come to figuring out the entirety of Toon Turf?
Oh no, not at all, not at all. I mean, I've given him enough to like figure out. You know, the pilot's pretty. They've pretty much like nailed most of the pilot, but the rest of Toon Turf lore is like, you know, I haven't even tested the waters because I'm too afraid. Because they've gotten what I have given them. They've done really good. I've only recently started to like purposefully put a lot of red herrings to mess them up. Especially like one of their recent videos. I was just kind of sitting there chuckling to myself because they really fell into the trap. But other than that, it's like there's a lot of lore.
I'm gonna put these letters. I don't know what they mean. Like you take them.
Maybe like five characters have even been shown from Toon Turf. Like there's not even a whole now nah, like
we
ten
know.
Characters.
We know.
That we know. You guys know, but yeah, there's like, you know, the big twists and everything. No, which is good. Yeah, it gives them motivation. It's fine.
The twist is that Riggy is actually Dano, and they've been the same person this entire time.
What a shit twist that would be.
I can confirm.
He's actually a tumor in my head. It's like Venom, dude. He's a symbiote with me. Somebody commented that Riggy was my symbiote. It just takes over like Venom. And then, Riggy. Anyway.
Riggy. We are Riggy.
Fun done.
To go save Toon Turf Riggy.
I'm listening.
Fun done. Opinion on Milo.
Oh.
Okay, Milo on your face.
Is that the actual comment? Or was that you?
Yes, that's the comment.
Was right, it guys. Like it's read been, more great, and then
it's been a great podcast. I've been owned. I'll catch you guys later.
There he goes.
That's tough, man. That's
dude,
real
if
tough.
if he didn't come back, that would have been the best bit ever.
I felt bad if I didn't come back though, but hello.
What are you saying, Anna?
How did you come up with Riggy?
How did I come up with Riggy? Oh, well, my two favorite animals, rabbit, monkey. The whole crime thing is, well, he's inspired from Oswald the Lucky Rabbit a lot, but the whole crime thing was just because I thought it was funny to, like, you know, have a wholesome looking cartoon to, like, you know, be a murderer and stuff. I don't know. It wasn't that original, but I'm really happy with where it kind of just evolved over the time. You know, it's like, I didn't even expect him to be a cartoon mascot at first. He was just kind of there. I was like, oh, well, what if, like, I had an assistant? And, like, he wasn't supposed to be the star. And then he kind of just grew more and more in fame. And I remember the day that I announced his name. I was like, it was when I hit 200K. And I was like, this guy's name is Riggy. And all of the comments immediately were like, oh, we love Riggy. Oh, Riggy's so cute. And, like, personifying him immediately. And then it all kind of clicked into place of, like, what I could do with him. So and then I turned him into a psychopathic murderer, and now I'm gonna give him a tragic backstory and just try to see how hard I can make people cry, pretty much, or feel morally conflicted about the character. I'm serious. My entire goal with Toon Turf is to see how morally conflicted I can get the internet on whether he's a good guy or bad guy. Because, like, you know, like, I want to start some real arguments about, like, well, this happened to him, and so it justifies this, and then other people are going to be like, you believe that? What? We're not friends anymore, and, like, treat it like politics, you know what I mean? I wonder if I can break apart friendships with Riggy lore. I think it'll be an interesting strategy.
I wonder if I can break apart friendships with Riggy lore.
I bet I've already broken apart a bunch of Dodge's relationships because of Riggy lore.
That's
like, they probably cut off their family because they're like, stuck in a basement trying to analyze Riggy's, like, hairs on his head, stuff like that. So I've got one in the basket already, dude. Dodge is like probably had their brain melted from
already
lore.
Gone.
So we're making progress.
Already
yeah.
gone.
Yeah, we're making our way downtown, man.
Dude,
walking fast, racing past.
I think it's really funny. Like the audience puts like extra personification onto the character. Like I saw Sean sent me a huge Twitter thread that someone made about how like clone Riggy's like ending wasn't justified. And
I
they're
agree
like
with most of it.
This wasn't I disagreed. I disagreed because their argument was like, their argument was basically that like clone Riggy like kind of like went away and the Francis Dave like took over and then Francis Dave like got them killed basically. But they're both they're the same entity. Like they're like two things combined into one.
Also,
so
guys,
like you can't be one without the other.
Spider, I'm gonna go kill it real quick.
No, don't.
Put it in
don't.
A cup.
It's a
Put
homie.
It in a cup.
Don't even Put no. Don't even cup. Get rid of it. It's just gonna kill bugs for you. It, like that's
it's
your hitman
mob. It's a
that,
passive
it's a
mob.
Passive mob. It's a passive mob.
But no, I saw that thread. He's through. I mean, I kind of agreed with most of the points, but at the same time, I was thinking, like, Clone Riggy's purpose was to serve a story. It wasn't
exactly
to be a story about Clone Riggy, and so he had to fit a mold, which is unfortunate for the character, but, you know, Shorts Wars.
It's not
Wars
a passive
a
mob,
big...
it's nighttime, Johnny.
Okay.
It's nighttime.
Shorts Wars was a big collaborative effort, so if it was a story about Clone Riggy, sure, it could have been done differently, but the story was he was trying to serve something else, and it's like how, like for example, Iron Man,
Wait, hold on, if we were going to give... Is the argument that the ending was bad? Like, what's the argument? I don't understand, like, what
Clone
they're
Riggy
saying,
got
but
a
what's
bad
their
ending.
Point?
Clone Riggy got a bad ending. But, yeah, listen, I could say that for Iron Man, the best ending for his character could have been he gets to retire with his daughter because that's what he deserves. And that's what they were arguing, was that Clone Riggy deserved a happier ending. But for the story, it served it better, unless you're Anna and hate Endgame, it served the story better that he sacrificed himself, you know? And so that's kind of
doomed.
A similar thing, is that Clone Riggy was meant to serve a story. And so Toon also, Turf, all of it will be about the characters, and a lot of the choices that I make will be in reference to how people feel about characters and stuff, because it'll just be fun, you know, to serve the story. I like fan service, but you know, in terms of Shorts Wars, he was a part of a bigger thing than himself. So,
and he was also never meant to be like a complex character. Like his whole thing was that he's just evil. Like he's just the bizarro evil Riggy, and like in the deleted like scene that we were gonna have where we killed like Riggy himself or Clone Riggy himself, we were gonna have him become a crypto bro and then be like, all right, we're done. Like he was like about to be like, I'm gonna turn a new leaf and then I'm gonna make Preston coin or something. And we're like, nah, we're done.
Shot was like, it's not to leak too much about like the, it's not the bad ending, but
that'll never come out.
The storyboard was I get up from the final slash thing. Johnny gets up and then we're both just looking down at Clone Riggy saying his whole spiel, and then like he says like Riggy coin and then just stomps. Just stomps.
I'm just like, I'm sorry, guys.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, listen, I mean, as unfortunate as it is, I think again, I just, you know, listen, if you like Clone Riggy, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just too good at writing characters to make them likable. But
wait, what's unfortunate?
But it's unfortunate it's unfortunate that people got so attached to him and thought that he deserved better. But listen, if you want comfort, Lucky. Yeah, Lucky is a similar character, and he has a much more satisfying story. So if you know all those people that have a Clone Riggy shaped hole in their heart, they'll get a better villain out of Lucky, and it'll be a lot more satisfying ending. And anyway, but yeah, sure, it's, you know, Toon Turf is my own thing, but Shorts Wars it had to serve a bigger purpose, and so he was always gonna get the short end of the stick. At the beginning, he was just supposed to be glitchy freak dude. That was it.
Yeah.
Like that was his whole thing.
It's so funny that like Shorts Wars turned into what it was, because like. Mm-hmm. I didn't really realize until we were like doing the court case that like, oh, this we made like a story, like we made like an actual story here, because like the first season was just like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if like we all like collabed? that's what it was
around.
Yeah, dude, and half the streams, dude, I remember Pear would stream and just be like, oh, the clone's here, and everyone would go crazy.
Yeah, that was the first stream, yeah.
Okay.
It was so
funny. What is everybody's favorite musical artist?
I like Electric Light Orchestra.
That's so hard. That's so hard.
Ooh, ELO. I love ELO.
Yeah, they're my favorite band.
Let's
Telephone
go,
Line.
Dude. Me and Dano agree on something.
Yeah, dude. Telephone Line is probably my favorite song of all time. I went to see him in concert, actually. Pair, they're coming to Texas. This is the last time they're ever going to be on tour. If you ever wanted to see him, it's their over and out tour, because Jeff Lynne is like like 80 or 90 or whatever, the main singer. So, but anyway, yeah, he, yeah, telephone line is you know, peak.
Dude, it, honestly, it's a tough question for me. Like,
I'm looking at my Spotify liked songs.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing right. I'm doing that too. I'm
I have an answer. It's Pink Floyd. They they really helped me creatively. Like in college, I would just take long walks, listen to Pink Floyd, and they're responsible for most of my good ideas and like just basically just getting into like the brainstorming like mood.
Pink Floyd be so, like, we live in a society. 30-minute guitar solo.
And it's peak. And it's peak.
It's peak every time.
Yeah, so dude. I'll go Pink Floyd.
My music tastes are so around, like, all over the place and evil. It's like it's like a toss-up between, like, Joji and Yeet. Like,
hey, Yeet is good. Sometimes dude, you just need some Yeet,
so
bro.
Good. You need that Yeet bell. Because, like, I listen to music for a lot of different reasons. Like, I feel like a lot of people, they listen to music for, like, one specific, like, oh, I want this sort of vibe from it. But for me, I'm like, I want to listen to music to, like, hype myself up. Like, I'll listen to, like, Nardo Wick. I'll listen to, like gangster rap that I should not be listening to. But I'm like, it gets you hype. Like, it gets you excited and ready to kill someone, probably.
Yes.
No, dude, I feel you, dude, because there'll be some days where I just listen to classical music. There'll be days where I listen to video game music, and then there'll be days where I listen to Playboi Carti. So, like,
dude, exactly.
Yeah, my okay, right? My liked songs, right? This is how crazy it goes. All right, we have Minecraft soundtrack, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Great Pumpkin Waltz from Charlie Brown, Suede Head, and then we got Luge on the what that one, right? And then Snake Eater.
Oh yes, yeah, Snake Eater is goated.
like that's a crazy lineup,
dude. My Spotify rap next year is gonna be evil because I've been listening to the Stardew soundtrack whenever I'm like in my bag, dude. It's gonna be like Sky, Playboi Carti, Spring, Year One, Stardew Valley.
Dude, I just listen to like hip hop R&B still, but I'm the same. I don't want to repeat it. I think we just go to the next question because it's literally exactly the same. It just depends on the mood, what I'm doing. I'm going to the gym. Do I want to chill? Do I want to get like YouTube ideas and go for a walk? It's just everywhere. It's so hard. I can't say one. It's literally impossible.
Who is everybody's favorite YouTuber?
Ooh. Wait, let's give good two. Question. Let's give currently and like growing up. I feel like
ooh,
those are
I like
banners.
That. Jeez, I all right, reverse choose. Order.
I feel like right now.
Me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We'll go reverse.
Let's see. Oh, reverse? Okay, Perry, you go first.
I don't care. Cito, you go first. F- it. All
right.
Yeah, run it.
I think Bundan should go first.
I still do currently watch. I don't know if he is my favorite, but I watch a lot. You can probably tell through my content, Alpharad.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's cool. I didn't
like,
know.
Like, I remember back, goodness great, like almost 10 years ago now when like Smash 4 was out. There's like the How to Play 101 series. Like, those are my jam. I don't really know any, like, about like current YouTubers because I don't really am on YouTube a lot, surprisingly, because I'm always
Alpharad
grinding
feels pretty
away.
Current. Alpharad feels right? pretty current to me.
Is he well, like, there, he
just,
went
just
through different eras of, yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's valid. Which is, we all should take notes on how you can adapt your content over time. But one, this is actually one of my pals. Not one of my pals, but he just did 100K on YouTube. He goes by Justin Bay, and he just live streams, and he's just such a chill guy and does like challenge videos. Did like Elden Ring DLC and it's like some Zelda challenge runs too. Just chill guy. Those are the
I used
two
to watch,
I most watch.
I used to watch Alpharad a lot when he did Smash, but he hasn't really done Smash often. I still watch him from time to time, but I don't think I watch him as much anymore.
Yeah, I think he has a lot of good like his like modern content is like, oh, that's just good YouTube. Like he did one where it's like they did Shakespeare without reading Shakespeare. Like,
oh,
that's,
that video was great.
That's just such a good idea.
I can't wait for like all the high schoolers who get like Shakespeare to like see Shakespeare summary and just see that video.
Dude, yeah, no, because he gets the bump from it. He gets the bump
he
from
does?
It every time. Yeah.
He
made it short about it. Dude, that's so funny. I wanna get like a seasonal bump in a video. I think that's the funniest thing you can do.
Yeah. I think if we ever make like a Christmas album, if that ever happens.
We need to make the Next year.
You never know. I'm gonna be like
in July.
You know what sucks? I think one of my favorite dude Schlatt I think might beat us to the punch. I think he's gonna do a Christmas album this year, which is tough.
Is that your favorite YouTuber?
Like, I mean, it's not the first person to do a Christmas album,
dude,
so we're chilling.
If yeah, Schlatt no. isn't your favorite YouTuber, who is, Dano?
No, yeah, it's Schlatt. It's Schlatt right now. Schlatt,
so is he current and growing up for you?
Well, I only found Schlatt like 2020. Growing up, I had a whole plethora of, you know, Dan TDM, Stampy, but probably the person that made me... This is a really unfortunate answer to say, but probably the person that made me really want to do YouTube. I mean, Dan TDM was like my peak entertainment, but the person who made me want to be a YouTuber and everything was Tobuscus, which, you know, he's gotten his fair share of controversies now, but you know, when it was growing up, it was, yeah.
Don't
yeah,
worry. Was, my answer will it. Make you feel better too, because I'm the same boat. I'll go. Yeah. It's weird because I don't really watch a lot of YouTube right now,
yeah.
other than like because I don't have time. I'm making videos, but my favorite YouTuber is probably Awesome Sauce. You know, the Smash
Bros.
Melee creator.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, dude.
That's my
he's helped
pick,
me so
actually.
Dude, I love like, Awesome Sauce's shorts, dude. They're so good.
Yeah, he's really good. Stopping. He's the only creator that I've Patreon to. He's helped me so much, like creatively, just like watching him, because I actually am like a pretty OG fan of him. I watched him from like 4 or 5 years ago. But growing up, it's tough. I have a growing up, and then I have like a in high school, because I didn't make my channel until like year two of college. So growing up, there's this channel called Reaction Time, and they basically just react to stuff. They have 10 mil. And like, honestly, yeah. It was like, honestly, like, probably the Sambucha before Sambucha, but it was like a reaction channel with his friends. I don't know why. He had like arcs in his channel. Like there was this flat earth girl that apparently liked him. That was fun. But
get her on.
Yeah. Junior high school. Little bit of an unfortunate answer, but, I was a huge fan of Call Me Carson. But he's had his fair share of controversy.
I
found his videos were so funny, and that's actually how I discovered Schlatt too. So like, mm-hmm. it's crazy.
Hey, at least you didn't make a video called "Call Me Carson, a Perfect YouTuber."
Oh, you did do that
a month before, by the way. Ooh. A month before.
That's bad, hilarious.
Dude. Yeah. Also, shout out like Niga Higa is a really good one that I watched.
What
a
did
lot,
you say?
Ryan Higa.
Ryan Higa was great. And,
did you just
what's the Matt Pat? Of course, Matt Pat. He's inspired me a lot too.
Dude, I'm like all over the place. I watched a lot of like Peanut Butter Gamer.
Oh, I love Peanut Butter Gamer too, dude. PBG.
There's so many.
JonTron
like, back
before everything, dude. The fact that he was at the VidCon after party that I went to is so crazy. I didn't talk to him at all. Anna talked to him, which is funny.
I got him on. Well, because I brought a Bolex camera, which is a camera.
She's here. I gotta stop. I gotta go. Somebody put the drive link.
All right,
guys.
Oh. Bye, Dano.
Bye, Dano.
Like, somebody put the drive
dude,
link.
Dude, I forgot Unlisted Leaf.
Remux your files, Dan. Oh my god.
There were so many I used to watch as a kid. Unlisted Leaf, Ali A, when he got into
Ali A.
Dude, this
what the hell?
Even like, there is this COD YouTuber Drifter who would make like guides and shit. I used to watch him as well. Oh my god, dude!
Dude, I used to watch Smosh! When Muselk did Overwatch. I used to watch Muselk.
I think
okay, we're gonna we're almost
no Bundan answer
things now.
Dude, I was playing dodgeball with Muselk yesterday.
That's so funny. That's so okay. funny.
Guys, we're almost at an hour, so let's get through them. All right.
Two more questions, and then we'll
call. Yeah. If we don't answer your
find
question,
it, find
if we don't
find
answer
one
your
more
question,
question,
it's because Anna hates you. Specifically.
Find one more question for each person. One more question for each person. How about that?
This one's a short one, so I think you can get two of them. CDOT, I thought your hair would be brown, but in the thumbnails it's blonde. So what color is your hair?
It's a blonde.
Dirty
it's
like blonde.
Like a dirty blonde almost. If I go out in the sun, like if I go for like a beach day or something like that, and I sit in the sun for like 2 hours, it gets so much lighter. So there you go.
Everyone, how much longer do you think you could keep doing YouTube?
Retire when I'm 30.
Yeah, I can retire. This is the dream job for me.
Yeah. I do think though, even if we do, you know, quote unquote retire, like the joy of making videos is still there, and I do think we will still be doing it in some capacity. Like how PewDiePie is doing it, you know?
I think the thing with YouTuber retirements, like no YouTuber is ever going to actually retire. They're just going to stop making the type of content that they're known for. Like that's what MatPat did. Like MatPat's not the one doing Game Theory, but he's still doing stuff because like that's what he likes to do. That's what you do.
In a perfect world, I would just instead of like retiring or changing style, I just 2 videos a year. Y'all, I'm gonna live my life.
Dude, he just did the laser beam. That's pretty much what laser beam did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dude. I'm just like
cut it back.
You just stop, you know, like you stop your shorts and you just like make one like way too big like video essay every year. that's my goal.
Yeah, it's like I'm gonna chill and just make the videos I want to make, and you know maybe there's like a short if I feel like making a short, you know. Because as much as I think I'm one of, well, in comparison to Dano, I do indeed like making my shorts, right? Because, you know, in what sentence can I say, have you ever ran into a room full of spikes and then immediately talk about Nintendo Land? So it's good like that. But I think that, yet again, you retire? Okay. Let me just relax. Maybe I'll live stream the latest game, like the Zelda game that's coming out tomorrow, which is,
yes!
And yeah, but Bundun, yeah. What's your goal?
I don't know.
You talked
about
this a bit.
I've always wanted to. I don't know if it's going to be a movie or something else, but I want to make one big project that I'm really proud of. Mm-hmm. Like Shorts Wars is probably the closest thing to that. So it doesn't even need to be by myself, but that's kind of like my goal. And I don't know if that's going to be like 20 years, whatever, but something bigger than just like a viral YouTube video, something that like actually changes people's lives and makes like an impact. That's what I want to do.
Dude, Shorts Wars, like the court case was a whole movie. Like that was crazy.
Dude, it was.
I'm looking back on it, how did we do that? First off, Bam was practically dead afterwards. Yeah. Like we should have used the funds to get a gravestone. Like it was crazy. and like, Just everything culminated in that one big. It really was the end game of YouTube Shorts,
dude. It was, and I want to make, like, I mean, Dano's got Toon Turf. He's working on that, and he's probably gonna keep doing that till he dies. but like I think everyone kind of has that innate desire to make something that's like that like means something, like. You can play the YouTube game and you can play the algorithm as much as you want, but like you want to make something at the end of the day that's going to be like, this exists in the world and the world is better for it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got GitUp, which is still a game that is indeed being made. It's a Metroid Prime 4 situation. It'll release when it'll release.
It'll be out when it's out.
Or I guess I have to say Silk Song now because, yeah, Metroid Prime 4 actually has a release date.
Pair, what content do you prefer, making tier list shorts, melee live streams, or other than that, what do you really enjoy doing?
That's a good question.
So most of the time my strategy with YouTube is I want to make a video about blank. How do I turn it into a video that will get 1 million views? And that has I rarely experience burnout because I'm constantly just making videos I want to make. The only time I experience burnout is actually with the tier lists. So a month ago, I stopped tier lists for a month. Views stayed the same. It made me feel really good because I was like, dude, I don't want to be known as like the tier list guy. And that kind of like gave me motivation to like, okay, I'm not trapped to tier lists. Tier lists probably are the least favorite thing, but I'm working on making them more fun, and I'm kind of like rebounding to like where I, because when I first started tier list they were my favorite, and then they kind of turned into like, oh, I got to do this. And then now yeah, they're becoming
you're
fun again.
For a way to make them fun again, yeah.
I think. Yeah. For me, though, it's definitely my long form, my fun long form videos. That's what I enjoy the most.
I think what you're saying is also partly like back to link it to a previous question, why so many YouTubers like retire is because they get known as like the Fortnite guy. And so they have to make Fortnite videos. Or like, let's say MatPat, for example, has to make game theory and is like locked in until he retires. And now he can like take a break from that. This is funny. Like they're kind of like linked together.
I want to say I'm in an extremely fortunate position to where like I can almost make a short about anything and it will do well. And I'm really glad I'm not like trapped. If there is a timeline, an alternate timeline where I could be just known as the tearless guy. And I'm really glad I'm not in that timeline right now.
You are trapped though with Tropius and your mascot. That is locked in now for your
hey,
channel.
I just
let you know.
I realized that and I leaned into it and I found much more success. I leaned into it. At first I was scared, but I like it now.
Are you going to make your Tropius older in like 10 years?
Like, hell
like,
no.
Give him like a stubble.
No, he's gonna be like Greg Heffley from Dive Wimpy Kid, just like 20
actually
books
in middle school.
Yeah, he's still in middle school. Or like Ash Ketchum, you know.
Bundun, where are you? Hello. Australian?
Why? Dude, because
why?
I would not want to be American. How about that?
He's
got a point.
C-Dot, how do you come up with shorts ideas?
Voices. Let's see. I have a book here. You guys are going to see the mystical book. It's in my pocket.
Oh, right? Whoa. And, it's literally in your pocket right
dude,
now.
Bro,
right,
just insane. Spawn that in.
I can spawn in like so many things. Case in point. Right? You know? Like, I saw this in a Walmart and I just said, that's a video. Like, it's just, it's things like that. Ooh, well, I dropped it. It's
the video.
It's just things like, yeah, there goes the video. It's just random things I think of. Let me read one video idea that I have not done on here.
I'm stealing it. No, I'm kidding.
Go ahead. Oh.
No, I'm joking.
One of them's talking about video game spoiler culture. Is Raid Shadow Legends actually good? Let's
no,
see.
No, it sucks ass, and I know.
And that's the video, right?
It does
suck. Mario Galaxy 2, no power-ups. I just did that. The one I did today. How
are
the 3DS
3
works.
Dude. You're literally spoiling all your future content.
Oh, you do not know how many ideas are in this book.
Oh, my God.
Someone screenshot that. Someone zoom pages. In. Enhance.
All of them are already done. I only showed the crossed-out pages. But there's just...
Plusky.
There's someone, just, analysis. Just what's fun to do, you know? And... I used to be trapped in that, like, the Zelda YouTuber guy last year, and I said, nope, and then I started just doing whatever I want, really, because...
Let's go.
That's what I can.
I think
I'm just kind of known as, like, the Nintendo funny video game gamer man with odd controllers that plays games sometimes. And I'm very happy with that position.
The biggest thing with, like, content that, like, gives a lot of people burnout... it's just this idea that like you have to make a certain type of content. Like you're not doing it for you anymore. Like you're doing it for the job. It sucks so much because it's like it is like fun to make videos. Like regardless of if you're like wanting to do them or not. Like it's fun to do, but like sometimes you're just like, dude, another one. Another one, really.
Another one to add to the pile.
I gotta talk about Yap Dollar today. What are we doing, man? Like,
Xiao Hong Shu, you know, like it's crazy. I was scrolling through like Rumble Pack today, just because I wanted to see how the short and like see it because I did not watch the short on Poundland yet, but I did, and I realized I looked at like you know where it shows like all of our channels. I have 1,509 videos.
Yeah. Yes, it's crazy.
Me and Bundan were talking about this.
That's great.
We're looking,
like
we're looking
just
at everyone's video count
to like all the other ones, all of your guys's like 992 by like double.
992.
Oh, how many, Johnny?
992. Oh. But
I'm ahead by a solid like third.
If you add
the
live,
gaming channel,
if you add mm-hmm. live, mm-hmm. 337 one live.
I'm still in the lead.
Whoa, you're 300 and you're live?
So I was posting. I was posting like 2 a day shorts when I had editors for it.
Crazy.
But I think the content was like mid.
I can make like, a. I can make like a video fine. In. Script okay, and this is me if I go like at the speed of light. Script it, record it, edit it, subtitles, all that thing. Upload, 1 hour.
I'm not even joking. A short for me takes me like 2 days, like full work days. Like we're saying like.
oh, work days. I was gonna say it's like different content, right?
Research to script to record to edit. It literally takes me 2 work days. I would say.
Yeah, the thing is what makes it so easy for me, all of the info is just in here. Like, you can ask me about any, like, topic relating to Nintendo, and I know it. Fun fact, Nintendo Museum that just opened up in Japan, there's giant pillows of the game controllers. You can have a giant Wii Remote pillow. And it's like $100. I can make a video on that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one question for Johnny, and then I have a question for everyone. Okay. Johnny, can we get food after this?
Yeah.
Okay, dope. Everyone.
Oh, but we gotta record. Make it quick. We have to record. Remember, we do our recordings after the podcast, guys.
Is there any like BTS moment through making Shorts Wars or Rumble Pack that's like stood out to you as like fun or memorable, funny or memorable?
Dude, I wish we recorded our meetings. There were so many. Honestly. There were so many times in our meetings where like we would just be like, dude, how do we do this? And someone would say something stupid and we'd all be like, yeah, that's what we're doing.
yeah.
Or just like the 2 a.m. Discord calls where we're all delirious and Bam's just like, I need to finish the ending. And we're like, Bam, go to bed.
If like to get an image of that, if you literally watch the first short on this channel, that was a real conversation. Trying to organize like Shorts Wars, like we had that
we
happened.
We have so many of those.
If you want a glimpse into those, that, watch the short.
Like 1,000 more of them, just crazy random conversations. Like remember when the Applebee's hostess says they have neither apples nor bees? Remember that whole thing? Maybe you don't. That happened. That happened while we were working. Like Dark Daniel was getting shot on my other monitor, and we were posting that on Twitter, right?
Dude, yeah, because like it was literally just it was us just goofing around. Like that's why like for me, like looking at like people going like, oh, Clone Riggy's character arc wasn't as valid as it should have been. I'm like, dude, we were just hanging.
It was never meant to be taken serious, you know? Or maybe it wasn't.
I remember when we were like making the
we're serious making it, you know?
Whenever we were doing the boss's shorts, we were like, hey, what if we did this?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, the one day I was like, dude, I don't feel like making one today. Can you, Dano, send me like Clone Riggy audio of you saying, hey, we were supposed to edit this, but I didn't feel like it.
Dude, the reaction wars between me and the boss.
Oh my God. It's so good.
Like it was literally all just stuff we thought of. Like
We should go through a director's cut of all of Shorts Wars and just give our thoughts on it.
I wanna do it, but I don't wanna edit it.
I just found one more good question, actually. Why Rumble Pack?
Because Chicken Burger wasn't good enough.
Yeah, Nintendo 64.
It like took us a long time until we ended on Rumble Pack. Because we were like, oh, like what can we do that's like a good group name? And Rumble Pack was the one that just like made the most sense.
Yeah, I think it was like it was 4 a.m. I was in bed and I'm just looking at like a game controller and I'm just like gyroscope. A, B, X, Y, Rumble Pack. And then everyone's like, oh, wait a minute.
we're Pack, and we rumble.
Oh. I was like, haptic feedback. Rumble Pack. That's actually how it happened.
How much is cut each episode? I can answer that. Not much, honestly.
Hawk Tua.
Most of this stuff, I will actually Pokemon.
let's have that censored.